cheese you eat and it ain't the cheese between your toes. Open up your ears and
plug your freaking nose.
Stop tuning Daffy, if you please. Drop that needle, let's cut the cheese.
Cheese Bleeds in Color. Here are your hosts, Starfdude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese Bleeds. My name is Starfdude. I'm always excited.
Yeah. You are very excited.
Oh, I don't know. I take my happy pills every time I come on the show, or just before the show. Either that or a very big dose of caffeine. I think
it's the caffeine myself. Caffeine and chocolate.
Well, the 5 cups of coffee just before I start the show, that's what it is.
That's why the show is never longer than 30 minutes, folks, because he has to go piddle after a half an hour, yeah, from those 5 cups of coffee.
Yeah, I know. I confess. I will say, yes, the 5 cups of coffee I have before we come on the show this week. Okay. And we got a neat show this week, as we always do.
Some real variety.
Oh boy, you know, it's the whole, hey, yeah, the swinging thing. All the old guys trying to really sound hip these days and re-recording pop tunes. We'll have the guy that did the Love Boat theme. You know that guy?
No, I don't remember that guy.
I do know the Love Boat. Well, the guy that sang
that... Soon we'll be making another call.
Thank you. Or it's another run. Either way. The guy that did the Love Boat theme. He's going to be on later doing that classic song, Every Breath You Take.
The Police.
Every move you make. Sort of a every breath.
Kind
you
of
take.
A loungy take
every
on that,
move
eh?
You make. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The guy that did the Love Boat theme. I gotta figure out what his name is. Oh!
Jack.
Yeah, Jack. Jack Jones.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. I forgot it was right in front of me.
But we're gonna start off with a little buzz.
Oh, buzzy bees. With the flight of the bumblebee by Prince Prado, but first we have a bee and his honey by Ferrante.
Right here on Buzzy Cheese, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Please in the Flight of the Bumblebee with Prez Prado.
That was just a honey of a set.
Oh, I tell you, and before that, it was the group Ferrante and Teicher. They did a lot of that beautiful music. You know, it's sort of like that Zamfir, Master of the Pan Flute. You know, it's all that beautiful music, although Zamfir was around in the 70s and 80s. Ferrante and Teicher, the 60s, they had a lot of musical, you know, let's get mellow and beautiful music. But occasionally what they did is play some real neat, goofy music like that.
That's a pretty interesting and goofy song.
A Bee and His Honey, their version of Flight of the Bumblebee. A bit.
A bit.
You could say.
There was a little sampling of a Flight of a Bumblebee
just
in there, I think.
Just a little bit in there. And my name is Starf Doom.
And I'm Daffodil.
And welcome to Cheese Please. And we go a little country next as we head down to the country. You know, that stuff out in the country, you know.
When you said we were doing a country set, this is not what I expected.
Why? What's wrong
with
that?
Well, I was kind of expecting something more like, thank God I'm a country boy.
Yeah. No.
This is weird.
Why?
Sheb Woolley and Jim Stafford.
Well, yeah. And Jim Stafford talks about a very, very interesting plant. I thought this is neat. What's wrong with this?
Nothing. They're just odd.
Sheb,
but that's okay. I mean, it makes sense that you would pick them.
Why?
Because you're odd.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think.
It was a compliment.
It was of sorts. It was meant as a compliment?
It was meant in the nicest way possible, that you're odd.
Oh. Okay, well, Sheb Woolley was known for Purple People Eater back in the late 1950s. And a one horn, fine horn, fine purple people eater.
Okay, here we go again. Daffodil with the right words.
Okay.
It was a one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater.
One horn, fine purple. Oh, okay.
One-eyed.
Yes.
One horned.
Yes.
Flying.
Yes.
Purple people eater.
Oh, okay. Well, you said that. I just leave it for you. Okay.
Okay.
But Purple People Eater was his claim to fame, but he recorded some other songs too.
And including this rather pathetic option.
What do you mean
that's
pathetic?
My
what do you mean pathetic? What's wrong with this?
Have you actually listened to the tune?
Yes.
Okay, never mind then.
I've heard this, and we're following it up with Jim Stafford, who didn't like spiders and snakes back in the early 70s.
And his comments on Wildwood Weed.
And that other boring song. I think Jim Stafford recorded a lot of keys in the 70s. We're going to have to play him more.
Yes.
But this song we'll play for you now, Wildwood Weed, right here on
Cheese Please.
In the country where I was born is on a little old hillside farm. My pa raised six kids and one of them was me. And in the fall of the year when the fields got white, we'd start picking cotton about daylight. And on Saturday, pa would take it all to town. And along about dark when everything was still, we could tell it was pa coming down the hill, cause he'd rear back and he'd sound off something like this. Crooked on Saturday night, and he'd come on down the hill and he'd stop in the yard. He'd sit up there on his old wagon seat and he'd say, boys, I'm hard to beat. 200 pounds of steel and I'm twice as hard. But I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas and I've never been curried below the knees. And then he'd rear back and bellow out a chorus or two. Anybody in a half a mile, cause there wasn't anybody else there except me and a little Skeet. And I'm just as tough as a hickory briar, and I can dive deeper and come up drier, and he did it too, but off of that wagon seat. Well, it shook him up when he hit the ground, but Paul got up and kind of looked around, then reared back and let us have it again. Ooh.
line is being cheesy, not stinky.
Cheese, please.
This song is the Wildwood Flower. Now, the Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower's doing real good. The Wildwood Flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knew what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, and my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on a weed." He said, "Let me give it a try." Spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly up and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. And we mashed them up and cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pie. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied it and turned white as a sheet. He dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Jeez, please, Wildwood Weed and Jim Stafford.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what they're talking about. Daffodil?
Some kind of wacky plant.
A wacky plant? Is that the stuff that the police go around and look for?
Maybe.
Oh, that's illegal! What's that doing on the show?
You picked it.
Oh!
You played it.
I didn't know what that was about. I'm sorry.
I don't think you can claim ignorance on that one, darling. Oh.
Will someone come to arrest me?
No, not for playing a song.
Oh, okay. I just want to go and any plant here in the van, it's got nothing to do with any relation with that stuff, okay? I just want to go on record as saying that. I do not use that, okay? Apparently, President Clinton once said he tried that stuff, but didn't inhale.
Yeah.
And I say that too.
You've never even tried it. Your idea of risque?
Yeah.
Is putting nuts on your hot fudge sundae.
Nuts on my hot fudge sundae! That's so good! What's so bad about that?
You think it's risque?
That is risque! Come on! That's a big deal! I mean, really? That's good! Sheesh! Why, you're making fun of me on the air again.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm trying to stop.
Why? Why?
Well, because sometimes
it's
just too easy.
I think that's my cue to get into our next feature for this week, which that is being the following.
Do you wonder why these cheesy songs were hits?
Yeah.
Me do too.
Why?
It's time for One Hit Wonder Whys.
And it's another week of a one-hit wonder why that I'm still shaking my head and scratching my head and doing I don't know. I'm kind of itchy up here. That's probably why I'm scratching my head. But it still makes me wonder why this was ever a hit. I mean...
It didn't go super high.
Yeah?
It charted at number 13 in the U.S. in 86.
Okay.
And number 3 in the U.K.
Still?
In 85.
Still, that's still a hit, though, in my book. I mean, if it hits the top 40, it's a hit in my book. Even if it doesn't hit the top 40.
Even made it into a couple of movies.
Really?
Yeah.
What movie?
It was in the Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh.
And a remastered version was used in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Yay!
Which kind of had a resurgence of interest in the song in the 1990s.
Oh, well.
And now,
yeah?
I bet you that where most of our listeners are going to recognize this from...
What?
...is the Listerine commercial.
Yeah? Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. It's in there.
I think that's where most people are going to recognize it from.
Ah, Listerine. Yes. Fighting plaque or something like that. I don't know. Baltimora. They were from Italy, were they not?
They weren't even a they.
Oh.
Sorry. Baltimora was the pseudonym for singer Jimmy McShane.
Oh, okay. He was from Italy?
No, he was actually from Ireland.
Ireland. Oh, well, I'm still in the same area.
No. I got to get that atlas out again and show you where things are in Europe, don't I?
Okay, well, fine. We'll play the song while we do that or something. This is Baltimora and Tarzan Boy right here on...
Cheese. Please.
Night, night, night. Give me the other, give me the other. goes, oh my God, oh my God.
Good cheese. Camembert.
Cheese. Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you every single day. Every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. My heart aches with every step you take, every move you make, every vow you break, every smile you fake, every claim you stake, I'm watching you. Since you've been gone, I've been lost without a trace. I dream at night, I can only see your face. I look around, but it's you I can't replace. I feel so cold and long for your embrace. I keep crying, baby, 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 please. Can't you see? You belong to me. My heart aches with every breath you take, every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. And every single day, and every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Every single day, every game you play, I'll be watching you.
Jeez, please. Oh, man.
What were you singing?
Oh, man. That's Jack Jones and Every Breath You Take. And
no, before that.
Oh, that Give Me the Otter. Give Me the Otter.
What?
Give Me the Otter. He was talking about wildlife, wasn't he?
No, it was Give Me the Other.
Oh.
Give Me the Other. Give Me the Other.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I got to send that into one of those websites where people put in those lyrics.
Give me the otter. Give me the otter. Oh, man. I like
You're
that.
So funny.
Oh, I think so. Well, not always.
Now, that's going to be the most interesting version of Every Breath You Take I've ever heard.
Yeah. That's Jack Jones, the guy that sang The Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
Soon we'll be making another call.
I always had a thing for Vicky on The Love Boat.
That doesn't surprise me.
He was hot, okay?
Always had the thing for the geeky chick.
And the Lauren Tweez or whatever her name is.
Lauren Tweed?
Thank you. The cruise director. I remember that.
The drug addict.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, we won't talk about that.
Oh, no. Let's not go there. This is Cheese Please.
This is Cheese Please. This is a family show.
And you know, there's a lot of these old people that are actually getting into the swing of things by doing the whole,
There's two musical trends.
Yeah, what?
Okay,
what?
There are two musical trends. One musical trend is really old fogies.
Yeah.
Trying to sing modern rap and pop.
Yeah, and turning it into swing songs.
And
yeah,
the other trend is really hip-hop happening artists singing old standards.
Oh, yeah, Rod Stewart did some of that, too, if I remember.
So it's like, okay, people, you can't make new music of your own. You got to keep stealing everybody else's.
Yeah, what the heck's going on with that, I tell you.
And, I mean, we got a perfect example right here.
Oh, yeah, with Jack Jones and Every Breath You Take. I mean, Paul Anka actually did something on that, you know.
Paul Anka?
Paul Anka just put out a CD. We'll have to track it down and put something in there.
Paul Anka.
Paul Anka. You know, I guess we're going to have to do a show full of this whole thing.
A whole show on what were they thinking? Let's do a what were they thinking show.
There's an idea.
What were they thinking when they recorded this?
Ah, well, no, we have that one hit wonder why.
No, this isn't about one hits. This is a what were they thinking.
Ah, okay, well.
Who didn't get enough sleep one night and get up in the morning and went into the studio and thought, you know what? This is a great idea.
Ah, okay.
What were they thinking?
I don't know, but I know what I'm thinking. It's time for the glove compartment Gouda.
Really?
Yeah, it's that time again. I know, it's been so fun, but look what happens.
Time flies.
Okay, well, here we go. Stand back, Daffodil.
I'm back.
And remember, people, don't try this at home, okay? Just remember. Okay, here we go. That was you!
That was me!
You got scared?
It makes that noise.
What noise?
The one that sounds like it's going to chop your fingers off.
Yeah, I know, near the end.
I don't like that part.
Oh, well, that's fine. I understand that. And in the glove compartment, Gouda, we get a little risque, a little innuendo-ish.
A little innuendo.
Yeah. Ruth Wallace was big on that back in the late 1950s. I mean, by today's standards, she's like...
It's very tame.
Yeah. Pretty tame, you know? But back then, she was like, oh, she said that? You know that type
on
of thing?
On the air? In a song?
My gosh!
I can't believe she gets away with that.
I tell ya!
We'll have to do a show on that, too.
Well, we will eventually. We'll have to do a show on everything. We have shows.
People don't worry that we're ever going to disappear because there will never be an end to the cheesy music.
Certainly seems that way, doesn't it? Anyway, we have Ruth Wallace and Long Play Daddy.
Long Playing Daddy.
Oh, sorry. I can't read. Long Playing, referring to the old Long Playing record.
I suspect.
Which, ironically enough, is what we're going to play to have the song appear on Cheese Please. So this is Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
Hey, you have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Tune in for some more cheese.
Please?
Shop to look for something pop. I took a look around, and what do you think I found? I found a long playing daddy down at the record store. I found a long playing daddy, don't want those others no more. I used to have the old-fashioned kind. He used to stop, I had to start him up by giving him a wind. But with a long-playing daddy, he plays all night long. Now a long-playing daddy doesn't give you any rest. He's got a newfangled gadget, and it really is the best. He's smooth and he's easy, and he's always on the move. You get three times as much because he's always in the groove. I got a long playing daddy, he plays all night long. I had a small 45, but he was too short for me. I like my LP daddy, he's more satisfactory. Short and sweet for grandma might have been all right, but I'm a gal who likes to be entertained all night. I got a long playing daddy, he plays long and strong. I got a long playing daddy, and now I'm really content. You never notice the wear and the tear, and I swear the needle doesn't even get bent. I used to hate that 3-minute kind, 'cause it was over too soon and I'd be losing my mind. But with a long playing daddy, he plays all night long. Now believe me, girls, I never liked that old-fashioned pace, because I always had to pick it up and put it back in place. He's got a swell attachment, it's really something new. He comes to the end, he starts again, he's never really through. I got a long-playing daddy, he plays all night long. get up in a minute or two, but with an LP daddy, there's nothing you gotta do. He's got an automatic changer, it really is gone, man. You just turn over and you play right on. So girls, if you're lonesome and blue today, maybe what you need is a good long play. A long play and daddy plays all night long.
Cheese Please, your weekly sampler of the wacky, dwarfed, and the weird, was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scott Snaylor Productions. See us online at www.chezepleze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help spread the cheese.